There are warnings that the tough border restrictions between New South Wales and Victoria will inevitably cost lives. Medical staff who live in New South Wales but work in Victorian hospitals are all but being forced to stay home. Doctors are warning there could be dire, even deadly consequences for patients, and now distraught family members who are trying to care for seriously ill loved ones are being caught up in the border checkpoints too. Rhett Burney reports.
Katie Donaldson's mother has a terminal illness.
My mum has what's called bulbar onset motor neuron disease, which affects all of your swallowing functionality. It affects your speech, and obviously, slowly, that will take her life.
When New South Wales announced it would close its border to all Victorian residents in response to Melbourne's deadly COVID-19 outbreak, Katie Donaldson applied for a permit to travel to New South Wales to help her father look after her mother. A week passed before she received a phone call from the state's health department.
They called me inquiring if my mum was going to die in the next 2 weeks. That was their question.
But desperate to help her parents, the Victorian woman had already crossed the border, carrying a letter from her mother's neurologist and a signed statutory declaration, attesting she hadn't been to Melbourne or any other hotspot. A sympathetic police officer granted her a temporary permit, but the 33-year-old says New South Wales Health later sent police to her parents' home to check that her mother was, in fact, terminally ill.
You can imagine how distressing that was for me to hear them. While I'm trying to care for my mum, I'm being asked if she's going to die in the next 2 weeks.
This week, New South Wales moved to further toughen bans on travel across its border with Victoria. But that's been a move doctors are warning could prove deadly.
And just shutting a border without consideration for people's health needs is catastrophic and can lead to deaths. Well, it's inevitable because people need access to healthcare.
That's Dr. David Cooper. He's the Executive Director of Medical Services at Victoria's Northeast Health. He works at Wangaratta Hospital, which has had to close some of its radiology and X-ray services because 86 of its staff live over the border in Albury. Under the new restrictions, they'd be required to self-isolate for 14 days if they go to work in Victoria. Dr. Craig Underhill is a local oncologist.
Our biggest fear is that unintended consequences will have some terrible outcomes in patients who are caught up by the border closures.
Dr. Underhill is one of 9 senior doctors from the Albury-Wodonga region who've written to New South Wales authorities urging them to fix what they call grave issues caused by the border closure.
There's a potentially disastrous risk for some of the patients on the border who are trying to get across in the case of an emergency.
AM put a series of questions to New South Wales Health, including how long it takes the department to process a compassionate grounds permit. It responded by saying it recognised the border closure can be difficult on individuals and applications are processed as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, Katie Donaldson is now back at home in Harston in northeast Victoria with her husband and children, with no idea when she'll be able to see her mother again.
My fear is that she will die and I won't be there.
Regional Victorian resident Katie Donaldson ending that report by Rhett Burney.